out on the city streets one late morning, probably early afternoon, lazy Sunday. Just wanted to record some noise, some street sounds. You can hear the small child dragging his feet. I was in listening mode, going in and out of conversations as they passed me, trying to just tune into my surroundings, you know? I was intentionally walking slow while I was recording so people could pass me and I could get a glimpse into their worlds for a moment. There was these two guys that passed me at one point, and it was apparent that they were just meeting each other. And English was clearly not the first language for one of the guys, so they were struggling to communicate, but they were intent on making sure that they understood each other. When the subject of where they originally came from came up, one of the gentlemen mentioned that he was originally from Philly, and that he was a pastor there, and that he left there after his son was shot and killed, and he was shot 8 times. It was the way that he said that really moved me. 8 times. It was really matter of fact, and just part of his story that he was communicating to this newfound friend. And I was struck by that, by someone who would be willing to share that so readily. That was just part of his reality at this point, and why he was where he was. Got me thinking and feeling for all the people that are on similar journeys of trying to make sense of gun violence in a way that allows them to continue on with their lives. In Australia in 1996, there was a mass shooting in a small tourist spot called Port Arthur in Tasmania. It was soon to be labeled as the Port Arthur Massacre. 35 people were killed, 25 wounded. I'd re-recommend listening to Captain Claire's testimonial of how everything played out in her country and how a gun amnesty was established as a result. She even shares a bit of how her family participated in this act of solidarity. Let's listen.
We had to talk about what had happened and what we, as a family, were going to do about it. And he explained the amnesty and explained the laws as best he could to 3 kids. He pulled the rifles apart and wrapped the pieces up individually. And we all got into the car and went down to the local police station and handed them in as part of the gun amnesty. It was really important for us to do that because it's a vow for not only to those in Port Arthur, but to those living in this country from then on, and to my community and to my family, that it was never, ever going to happen again. I did hear on the radio not too long ago, actually, because, you know, the anniversary was in April, that one of the gentlemen who was there with his wife, two of their friends, his friends didn't make it. They were killed. And he said that him and his wife stayed after they did the witness reports and everything with the police. They stayed in their bloody clothes and took a flight home to Melbourne and got straight off the plane and went into their local member, their politician's office, and refused to leave until they had a meeting with him about the state gun laws and the national gun laws. And yeah. And I'm glad he did. I don't know if it had a big effect, but I think in general, across Australia, everyone was just horrified. I wasn't even there.